Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, final hour of power right here on a Thursday afternoon. If you're going to be at Capital One Arena tonight, I might see you out on the concourse. Got some friends coming to the game, so I'm going to go say hello to them. And if you run into me and if you see me, please come and say hi. Looking forward. Caps, Canes. Don't forget, it's a little bit later of a face-off tonight because of, I guess it's ESPN Plus, 7:30, the puck drop, on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. All right, so I also forgot just one more gambling little thing. Again, B. Mitch and Finley were busting my chops about being a dollar better. And again, I have, it's not going to come true, but I mean, if it does, great. Xander Schauffele and Max Homa both finishing in the top five. I bet a dollar. And if they win, or if they finish in the top five, I get $105. And then they're going to say, hey, man, if you bet $10, you would have won $1,050. Yes. I also could win nothing. And then I'm out the $10. I'm a risk-reward kind of guy. Most of the time in my life. Sometimes I take risks that I shouldn't take, but I'm a risk-reward kind of guy. I also have Bryson DeChambeau at plus 2,000 on a dollar bet, and that would pay me $21. Again, if Bryson DeChambeau wins, I'm going to be like, oh, okay, well, that was a nice little investment, and I'm going to be kicking myself that I didn't bet 10 or 15 or 20 or 25. Yeah. I get it. But at least it's better than losing 10 or 15 or 20 or 25. Because I'm trying to take higher return, lower chance bets. Right? I'm trying to spread my resources. And occasionally I hit one. And I'm fine. I'm doing it for fun, not to make money. I'm doing it for a little competitive juice, not to retire. All right. So I wanted to reestablish that. We'll move on from the Ted Leonsis conversation. Again, I think it's absurd that you guys think that he doesn't care about the Wizards. Has he made plenty of mistakes? Absolutely. Has he done things right well enough? The obvious answer to that is absolutely not. Does he care about the Wizards? Yes. Undeniably. And he'll care about the Nationals. And one other thing that I'll just throw out there is, you know, Ted said earlier this week that he's not interested in having the Nationals on Monumental Sports Network unless he owns the team. I'm not exactly sure what his reasoning is for that, other than, again, the ability to fully dig in with shoulder programming and all that stuff. which I'm sure he could do even if he doesn't own the team, but, you know, okay, whatever. It could be an advertising thing. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know. But here's the thing. The Nationals clearly aren't going back to Masson after this year. If they're not sold to Ted, and if that process is not done in enough time, and right now it certainly seems like that is not going to be the case, although things can change, I don't know where they're going to wind up next year. Is that a one-year deal with, I don't know, Fox 5 or something like that? Or is baseball, as in Major League Baseball, going to centralize with their app, with their at-bat thing, the broadcast rights for several teams that have run into problems in their local broadcast deals? I think that's a possibility, where Major League Baseball takes, if you will, control of a market like Washington, D.C., and in terms of the television rights, not the team, and then packages it and sells it on a premier tier service, MLB.TV, whatever, part of MLB.com, and MLB Advanced Media, and that's how the games are aired. And maybe there's a deal with a local affiliate, again, a WSA9, USA, I just said that. Our friends at DC 50 and DC News Now, right? Maybe that's the deal. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, if Ted doesn't own the team, the team's not going to be on television. The team will be on television. You might have to watch more games than you'd like digitally and on an app. Team will be on television in some way, shape, or form. All right, let's move on. I wanted to get to this. Adrian Wojnarowski, as everybody kind of remembers, longtime NBA insider, Woj bomb, made a ton of money, was on everything. There wasn't the competition that there is in the NBA or in the NFL, like there was, or there wasn't the competition in the NBA like there was in the NFL. I mean, it was Woj and Shams, and they worked together at Yahoo for a while and obviously remained friendly enough and in good enough relationship despite battling each other for headlines that when Woj decided to leave ESPN, Shams became the replacement. So, okay. So Woj goes into somewhat relative anonymity at St. Bonaventure. I mean, it's not Kentucky. It's not Duke. It's not Florida. It's not Texas. It's not UCLA. He goes into relative anonymity as the general manager of St. Bonaventure. I mean, St. Bonaventure, no offense. Olean is a quaint little town in western New York. It's like the armpit of New York State. You know, no offense.
No offense, though.
No offense, of course.
No.
None. But you get what I'm saying, right?
I don't want the people from St. Bonaventure, wherever they are, I don't want them to come after me. Sounds like a nice town, but yes, I get the sentiment.
Hey, Mac, think of a smelly armpit.
Oh, my God.
Like one that hasn't been deodorized in a couple of days. Think about that, how lovely that smells.
I would know nothing about that.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Woj goes into relative anonymity, right? But people are still doing profile stories on him. So Jesse Dougherty, who now does college sports for the Washington Post and has for the last 2 years or so, caught up with him in San Antonio at the Final Four, and he was doing a bunch of different things, speeches, whatever. And apparently, they have, first of all, who knew? St. Bonaventure went 22-12 in his first year, 9-9 in the A-10, tied for 7th out of 15 teams. Didn't make the NCAA tournament, but that's not bad. However, as the story says, sought after big men, Frank Mitchell and Joe Grahovic, committed to the program. And Adrian Wojnarowski was quoted in this story. Okay, again, he's got like 6.4 million followers and whatever. He was quoted in this story in the NIL era and everything in between. Quote, I'm trying to get high major players for mid-major money. End quote. There was a lot of talk about how the tournament has changed now forever because we had one tournament with all number one seeds in the Final Four and very little Cinderella and very little David versus Goliath and all that stuff. Forever and ever, the mid-tier, the mid-majors are screwed. I believe that to be an anomaly more than a new thing. I certainly believe it will be more tilted than it has been to larger schools and big budget schools. But here's how, if you're a mid-major, you can counter that, some of that. Again, not everybody has an Adrian Wojnarowski that's willing to leave a $7 million a year job at ESPN for St. Bonaventure. I understand they don't just fall out of the trees. But that's one way. The other way, as Wojnarowski says, I'm trying to get high major players for mid-major money. If you're St. Bonaventure, if you're George Washington, if you're American University, if you're the University of Richmond, if you're Towson, if you're UMBC, how do you possibly compete in the NIL and transfer portal era? The way you do it is, A, if you can find a name, a figure that resonates with people, like St. Bonaventure did. And again, they probably got lucky more than any ingenuity, but clearly they had laid the groundwork in previous conversations. It didn't just happen out of the clear blue sky. So maybe you have a famous alum that has a drawing card that is looking for a change. Never know. Doesn't hurt to ask. Doesn't hurt to try. Right? I mean, if you're McNeese State and Will Wade and half your team and your little DJ over there with the boombox decided to leave even before the tournament started, the hell does it hurt to call up a famous alum and say, hey, man, fill in the blank, would you consider coming to run our basketball program or to help us out? Yeah? What's your price tag? Oh, $1 million? Nothing. 500,000? Whatever. Do it for a couple of greasy hamburgers? Sure. But that's not the only way you can do it. As Wojnarowski is saying, I'm trying to get high major players for mid-major money. Listen, you're never going to get Cooper Flagg to come to St. Bonaventure. Right? That's not going to happen. But know your realistic targets, number one. Number two, if you can get, again, a famous celebrity alum, whatever, in charge of your program to help out with NIL, to help out with recruiting kids, because that's what youngsters care about now. Yes, the money, but they also are attracted to who can help them in a social media world, in an influencer world, because not everybody's going to make the NBA. Or the NFL, or whatever. I got to do something. I got to recreate. I got to make myself relevant. Well, a guy like Adrian Wojnarowski might be able to help you do that. And, all right, he's only got $500,000 that he can pay me instead of somebody out there that might be willing to pay me $750,000. But now you have to weigh what the plan is. I've said this several times during the tournament. If you, and AMAC, I don't know if you disagree with me, if you're being offered just, like, let's use the example I just laid out, $750,000 by another school, say a higher level school than a St. Bonaventure, and St. Bonaventure is coming in at $500,000, okay? say you're being offered $750 by a power conference school, and Bonaventure, just to use this as an example, is $500,000. But Bonaventure is going to give you 30 minutes a night and allow you to grow your game, to develop your game, to play, to get experience, so that, yeah, maybe you don't go to the NBA, but maybe you make a nice career out for yourself in Europe, and you make a lot of money that way.
Yeah.
As opposed to playing 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 minutes or whatever it might be as a rotational reserve. Now, again, if you're getting Derek Queen money and Derek Queen minutes, of course you're going to go to the big school. We understand that. That's not what we're talking about from the mid-major perspective to recruit those guys. That's a waste of time. Yeah. Don't even bother.
Yeah. Take like the Will Wade game plan. Like, hey, come to my school, get some playing time, we'll develop you, and go on to even maybe not to your point exactly, but like having this idea of developing for your next step. You may be on the ninth player on Duke's bench, but if you come here for 2 years, get $500,000, you may work your way into the starting five for Duke and then go to that program.
And that's a good point that I didn't even bring up. Excellent point. Because there is another step between playing internationally, playing in the NBA, playing in the NFL, what have you, and it's just that, what you just mentioned. We know the transfer portal is available. Come to Bonaventure. Come here for a year. If you like it, stay a second year. We'd love to keep you for four. Stay 2 years. Give us that. We'll take care of you as best we can. We're going to give you 30 minutes a night. We're going to develop your game. We're going to coach you up. We're going to make you a better shooter. We're going to make you a better rebounder. We're going to make you a better defensive player. We're going to show you hard work, work ethic, what it's like to, you know, I mean, they're in the Atlantic 10. It's not like the SWAC or something like that, or the Southland. So I actually think this is the way mid-majors have to operate, right? And it's easier said than done. I get it. There's no doubt you're going to have to work harder. The question is, can you work smarter? I've been told that for my whole career. Well, not my whole career. A good portion of my career. Chuck Sapienza, who used to run this radio station, has said to me a lot, work harder, not smart. Work smarter, not harder. CK has said essentially the same thing. I finally got it. I'm working smarter and not harder. I finally got it. Finally figured it out, boys and girls. Right? So the mid-majors are going to figure it out and how they have to operate in a dog-eat-dog world. And if it's not getting a famous alum to run your basketball program or your athletics program, because not everybody has an Adrian Wojnarowski just hanging around that wants to quit a $7 million a year job. But maybe a former player like Stanford, not that they're a mid-major, they went out and said, we suck at football the last couple of years. We're not good. We used to be a powerhouse. Oh, let's go get that, what's his name? That Andrew Luck guy. Yeah, them, him. Let's see if he wants to come home. Let's see if he's scratching that itch. Right? Like, Tiger Woods went to Stanford, right? If Andrew Luck, if Andrew Luck had enough after 3 or 4 years of being the GM. Or, shoot, what if you could bring in Tiger Woods as an all-encompassing everything? You don't think people would want to come to Stanford to be associated, to play for, to be around, to be able to see if you can grow from Tiger Woods? And that's just one example. I was reading a story, Ron Rivera, and I know I got to wrap this up. The people at Cal Berkeley, like the boosters and the alum, they're threatening no more money. No more money for the program unless Ron Rivera is fully put in charge. I'm trying to find the whole story. I think I took it off of my screen, but that was the general gist of the story. Ron Rivera, the guy you guys hate. Cal alum want him totally in charge. Because people that are known, people that are celebrities, people that are accomplished, people that have a name, it's the same reason why those type of people host radio shows. Because the general public can relate and idolize and look up to and respect and give some sense of just automatic trust to. That's how these mid-majors have to operate. Exactly like Adrian Wojnarowski and St. Bonaventure are doing. So I found that interesting. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we continue along after a Masters update.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision, overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, forever running behind these Masters updates. They are making somebody who traditionally has too much to say even spin the wheel harder or faster or longer or whatever. Last night, Luka Doncic made his return. I'll just spend a minute on this. To Dallas. He was in tears on the bench before he was introduced. They rolled out like a 2.5-minute welcome home video with all sorts of highlights and moments and whatnot. I liked seeing the emotion because I would be a puddle of emotions. I would be an emotional mess. Some people are kind of chiding Luka Doncic because, you know, he plays like a tough guy, yelling at people constantly, referees, officials, fans, what have you, on the court. And then he was all emotional. And then he just went out and, what did he put up, 45 points or whatever it was?
45, and by the end of the game, everyone else, who, or at least Maverick fans, were crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Luke, here's the thing. Luka will forever be loved in Dallas because he didn't ask for this. He didn't want this. As a matter of fact, you can't even say, well, he didn't get them anywhere. He got them to the NBA Finals, for God's sake, 6 months ago. Right? Well, more than 6 months ago now, but you know what I'm saying. So he'll forever be a hero. No matter what the general manager does, he'll forever be scorned. I mean, you see Dirk Nowitzki in his suite cheering him, as you would expect. You see Mark Cuban give him a hug, as you'd expect. And then you saw Luka respond on the court, as you'd expect. He didn't do anything stupid like he did the other night. So it was about as wholesome as you could probably ask for, as you could probably expect. And good for Luka, because he deserves that. Again, this is not Bryce Harper not getting the contract that he wanted and leaving for a division or conference rival. It's not the same. Maybe Luka could have been in better shape. Maybe he could have been a little more dedicated. Maybe he could have done things differently. Clearly they felt that, but it's not like he demanded a trade. It's not like he left as a free agent for the highest bidder. None of that. There's times in sports when guys make returns and are adored by the fans that I don't quite get it. Just like 7 years later, I don't quite get all the still vitriol for Bryce Harper, right? Trey Turner didn't sign as a free agent with the Phillies directly from here. He was traded to the Dodgers and then signed with the Phillies a year and a half later. But he still signed with the Phillies. Trey is adored. Now, he won a championship here, and he didn't directly go to Philadelphia. That's the difference, right? Kevin Durant doesn't want to come back here, ever. But yet, when he comes back here to play with the 4,000 teams he's been on, people cheer him. You know, fans are weird. This just in. All right, time for a final trending alert, and then we will come back and wrap up the show. I got one more thing, including what happened in the first inning yesterday at Nationals Park that deserves a little special attention. Next on the Team 980. All right, we'll start with the NFL. Story that we'll keep an eye on. Matt Gay, place kicker of the Indianapolis Colts, 2 years after signing a huge deal for a kicker, 4 years, $22.5 million, is leaving, getting released by the Indianapolis Colts. Again, halfway into that contract, 82.1% of his kicks he's made over the last two seasons, but just a 50% success rate on kicks over 50 yards or longer. But the Commanders could be in the market once again for a veteran place kicker, considering that they just have under contract right now Zane Gonzalez, who is a veteran, but struggled at times last year after coming to Washington. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Deshaun Watson says he's using motivation, fuel. He believes in himself. He's going to come back bigger, stronger, better than ever. The problem is his owner said, quote, "We thought we had the quarterback. We didn't. And we gave up a lot of draft picks to get him, owing a lot of money. So we've got to dig ourselves out of that hole." Seems like everybody's against Deshaun Watson except for Deshaun Watson. Alan Lazard staying with the Jets, taking a massive pay cut, not going wherever Aaron Rodgers goes. By the way, where is Aaron Rodgers going? We still don't know the answer to that. Caps back home tonight for the Canes. A little bit later of a face-off, 7:30, because of the national ESPN Plus coverage, also on Monumental and on 106.7 The Fan, beginning at 7:15, and that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are not a news station, but I was just bouncing around on Twitter during the break, and it popped up because somebody that I follow that retweeted something from a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. Apparently, there was another plane incident at DCA on the runway. A wing of a plane got clipped. Seven members, according to this particular House of Representatives member, seven members of Congress were on board, along with dozens of other concerned passengers. And, you know, of course, the requisite politics, you know, about FAA funding and all that stuff. Man, let me tell you something. I used to love flying in and out of Reagan. I ain't hopping on any plane anytime soon out of Reagan, I'll tell you that much. Sorry. Just not way too much. Way too much. We're not a news station. We're not doing politics. Just it concerns a lot of people in our listening audience, and it's right in our own backyard. I pass it every day. They've got a major problem. All right, yesterday the Nationals were down 4-0 before you even knew what hit them. I mean, bam, 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 bam. Dodgers were all over Jake Irvin. And it looked like it was going to be one of those days, right? One of those bad days. But eventually Jake Irvin settled down. And before he settled down, again, gave up 4 runs in the first inning. And right away, too. I think all 4 of the first 4 batters reached and, you know, so on and so forth. C.J. Abrams back in the lineup after missing 2 games. And remember, he had been on a little bit of a heater before the quad issue from Monday and Tuesday. He had hit 3 home runs from last Wednesday in Toronto through last Sunday against Arizona. Was right back in the lineup and did this. All right, that's Bob Carpenter and Kevin Franzen on Masson. And the knack against this guy is, well, the pitcher was Landon Knack. So Carp using a little bit of a figurative description there.
Funny with a punny.
Yeah, sure. So C.J. Abrams has now got, listen, sandwiched around 2 games out, Monday and Tuesday, ironically, both games that the Nationals won. C.J. Abrams now has 4 home runs in the last week. He's on, again, one of those hot starts to the season kind of thing, just like he started last year. The key is going to be not having the major dips that he had last year. He was really struggling and scuffling in May of last year, got it going again in June, and then pretty much after the All-Star break, it was... If the Nationals can get a consistent C.J. Abrams and obviously keep him out of trouble off the field, they might be better than I thought they were going to be, and I had them at 78-ish wins. They might be better. I mean, they lost yesterday. Salazar with the lead in the 8th inning. He was ahead in the count twice, 0-2, and gave up a home run to Páez and gave up an RBI single for the lead. It's one thing to get beat. It's another thing to get beat not once but twice on 0-2 pitches. Frustrating. But the Nationals, back to that first inning for a sec, they scored. They were down 4-0 right away. They scored 3 runs to answer right back. There was a sack fly, the Abrams home run, and I think an RBI ground out in between that. And they almost had another base hit and RBI. Paul DeJong smacked one into the deep shortstop hole, and Mookie Betts made a great play. Backhand and fired one across with 2 out for the final out of that inning. Otherwise, it would have been 4-4. And the Nationals ultimately took a 5-4 lead. We mentioned Luis Garcia yesterday needing to pick it up, and he delivered an RBI double to give them the 5-4 lead. And, you know, things were looking okay. Things were looking okay. You know, they even added a 6th run. Oh, I'm sorry, a 5th run. My bad. The Luis Garcia double tied it up at 4-4. And then Alex Call's RBI sack fly made it 5-4. That's what gave them the lead. And then, you know, again, Salazar, Irvin settled down. Salazar's, you know, you can't make those kind of mistakes on 0-2 pitches. Not once, but twice. So Going to have to figure that out in a big spot because he's being put into higher leverage situations. All right, so that was one thing that I wanted to get to. And another thing that I wanted to get to just real quickly as we wrap up the show, and I mentioned it a couple of times during the trending alerts, and maybe we'll do more on this tomorrow, is Matt Gay, the Indianapolis Colts now former place kicker, is being released 2 years into a four-year, $22 million deal. The Colts signed him from the L.A. Rams. He won a Super Bowl there. He made a Pro Bowl there. They gave him a four-year deal, $22.5 million deal, and he struggled. Largely kicking indoors, 82.1% of his field goal attempts, 64-78, but only a 50% success rate on kicks 50 yards or longer, 11 of 22. Before that, he had been 17 of 23 from 50 yards and beyond, which is 74%, and 12 of 15 with the Rams in 3 years. He's 31. He's been battling some injuries, hernia that had surgery. He came back week two. He said the health wasn't an issue. He said kicking, you know, of course, as we've heard, very, very mental. Again, he came back, they stayed with him. But then the Colts went out and signed another kicker earlier this offseason. And of course they've had, you know, some great kickers in their career. Adam Vinatieri. Even Mike Vanderjagt was pretty good for a little while. Remember the drunk kicker? Or as Peyton Manning called him, the drunk kicker. Listen. Matt Gay is not like some automatic solution. I'll be honest with you, he's better than Zane Gonzalez. I know everybody wants, like, you know, because of Zane Gonzalez's, I forgot what the story was there. He overcame something. Nervousness? Can't remember what it was. I would have to look it up. I just can't remember everything. But Matt Gay should be, could be, at least brought in for competition. There's nothing wrong with competition. You don't have to keep a guy. I don't know whether he wants to come here or not. I don't know who else needs a kicker. OCD. There you go, AMAC. Thank you. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm in a production business. I got to have somebody that I trust. They haven't brought back Austin Seibert yet. They don't have two kickers on the roster. Unless I miss Seibert being resigned that I, again, forgot about. I don't think that's the case. I'll double check, but I don't think that's the case. So the bottom line is Matt Gay should be brought in here at the very minimum for competition. Yeah, no Austin Seibert on the roster. So I didn't miss that. All right. Maybe we'll do a little more on that tomorrow. We'll wrap it up. Dumb Dumb of the Day next on the Team 980. All right, we'll go quick here, wrapping things up. You know what time it is. Mad Max found this one, sent it along from a couple of days ago. Dateline Richmond, Kentucky. Not Richmond, Virginia, thankfully. A woman in Kentucky named Tina Marshall and her husband arguing over finances. Certainly something that, you know, happens from time to time. Well, she allegedly, according to police, took a lighter from the bathroom, lit it, and held it next to their bed, threatening to burn the house down. Then she allegedly lit the lighter again and tried to light her husband on fire, according to the arrest and police report. Her husband tried to leave the house. She pulled him by the hoodie. He tried to record her with his phone. She kicked the phone out of his hand. Then, oh, it's not over yet, boys and girls. The fight moved to the kitchen, where she began cutting up his clothes and put him in a chokehold, according to the arrest report, threatening that she would kill him, not nice, with a pair of scissors. This while her daughter was in the house. Thankfully, the daughter locked herself up in the bathroom and called police. The woman was charged with first-degree attempted arson, first-degree endangerment, kidnapping an adult, second-degree assault, fourth-degree assault, third-degree terroristic threatening, and first-degree strangulation and menacing. What a dum-dum. You can't do it any better than that lady did. Certainly. Have a nice life. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to you for listening, calling, being a part of the show. Craig Hoffman up next. See you tonight. Capital One Arena, back here tomorrow at 1. Adios.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.